We're having dinner with Jack Babcock because we're going over to the film festival in a moment. And I'm going to move to a client.
I'm saying Father's Day is in a week, but you're going to do your column?
Yes. I'll tell you why. I stumbled on some information about how Father's Day got started and why. And much of the literature that you read about Father's Day revolves around the fact that it was in response to Mother's Day, and it seems logical enough.
That is to honor Dad as we honor Mom?
To honor the father from the point of view of the children. But there is another, more subtle, and I think probably more poignant reason for Father's Day, and it really doesn't have anything to do with children. It has to do with the wives. And a lot of women, and I think the reason why this aspect, this facet of Father's Day, which was at one time recognized, has been sort of buried. I think time has taken its toll, and our memory of this has eroded. And I think women have a lot to do with this. It might be the burgeoning of female women's liberation movement, female empowerment, and so forth. But the other reason for the establishment, if you will, of Father's Day was an opportunity at least once a year for wives to say to their husbands, you know, we are sorry, we apologize if you were badgered, if you were nagged, if you were coerced or forced in any way into fathering children. Because a lot of women, and women across America know this is true, badgered and found themselves in the position of having to, I don't want to use the word whine, but...
Well, sort of beseeching, or I want to have children, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Now, women, Phil, this is a hard one, but I'll say this anyway. I don't think a woman feels complete unless she's had children. I recognize that we have the phenomenon of the lesbian gay, but I think if you ask those women very sincerely, I think a lot of them, even women who are very organically lesbian, would tell you yes, they think about having children.
All right, so springing from the need to have a child, women find themselves oftentimes badgering their husbands. What about men?
Badgering them and pestering them and pushing them. Father's Day was a way...
Well, hold on. What about men who want to be fathers?
The literature is still not clear on that, as to how many, what the percentage is of men that really want to be fathers, and what's the percentage of men who were pushed into it, pressured into it by a woman who, quote, felt her biological clock ticking, did not want to wind up barren, didn't want to wind up arid and barren, almost biblical in a way. Like, you know, is there anything more tragic than a woman in her 60s or 70s that's never had children? Almost as if there's something very dried up and pruned up about her. And this is something that women want to avoid. So they find themselves in a position of pressuring the man in their lives into fathering a child.
And so Father's Day, as you were about to get back to, Margaret, and I don't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Father's Day was then established not only to give children the opportunity to say, thank you, Dad, for working hard and all of the things you do, but also for the wives to say, we really owe it to you because we put a lot of pressure on you.
I think so, because there are women, and the reason why Father's Day was started is because there are a great number of women feeling terribly guilty about forcing a man, in a lot of ways, and not all, but in a lot of ways, forcing a man to abandon his youth, to lose what was left of his youth and vitality, and to have children, and in the process, really compromise his dreams in terms of career and so forth. I'm not saying you can't be a successful father, but I am saying when you have children, your dreams, your career dreams, suddenly become very compromised. They become limited. And you find yourself sort of staring through a knothole in the fence, if you will, at the home run hitter. You're no longer on the field. You're staring through a knothole in a fence.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We thank Margaret Gray for joining us tonight. I know you're in the middle of dinner. I can hear you pretty well if you can hear us.
I can hear you fine, Phil. I finally got Jack to move to another table. He was going on about the Toronto Film Festival.
All right. And we're talking with Margaret here at 1-800-449-8686 about Father's Day and the two-pronged, the two-fold intents of Father's Day. One, for children to honor their father. Two, for mother, for the wives to apologize to these husbands that they may have badgered into fathering children, or may not have. It's not true in all cases, is it?
Again, we don't know. You can look at studies. There have been studies at UCLA. There have been a number of studies that point to it may be a majority of women. There are some studies that say it's 50-50. Really, the research is not in yet on this. What we do know, what we can say for sure, is there's a significant number of women who bug, I guess the word is just bug and bother their husbands until they agree to father a child. And
I know you're a mother. I want to ask you, did you have to pressure Frank?
I think on some level I did, yes. I wanted a child, and again, I didn't have Jason J. Delmonico till I was in my late 30s. So I think I gave Frank a break on that level, but I did tell him. And Frank is one of these straight-spoken people. I'll never forget the night I said, and he finally said to me, and Frank, sir, you can tell the story, Frank. Frank's going to come on the phone, Phil.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I'm very good, young man. How are you?
Good.
I'm having a cocktail and listening to this, and, you know, we love that young man. Jason has been such a delight for us, but Margaret, I think...
Tell him whether or not I badgered you.
Well, I think that there's some pressure that's brought to bear, Phil, and in this situation, and there was pressure brought to bear by me, and what were the words I said? Get in there and spread them or something like that.
All right, well, we don't want to...
Something like that. I said, okay, you want a kid? You want to have a child? We'll have a child.
All right, I'll do it now. So I think I did pressure him, and I feel bad about it. And on Father's Day, this Father's Day, I will take the opportunity. I'm woman enough to take the opportunity. I hope other women are like me to say, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for pressuring you and forcing you to father children that, for all I know, maybe he didn't want to have. I think that Frank indicated that he likes Jason. Phil?
Yeah.
Did he say...
Yeah. He said the boy's a delight.
Right. Because I don't know. What I do know is this. There are a lot of men out there pressured, nagged, browbeaten, and just grated on by wives to father children, and is it any wonder that when they finally do get divorced, the husbands don't want to pay child support, Phil? I don't blame...
Oh, wait. You're not excusing that, are you?
I can understand it.
Well, wait, you're excusing a man not paying child support because he was browbeaten into having the kids in the first place.
I'm not saying it's forgivable. I'm saying I certainly understand a man, after being nagged and grated on and ground on, almost like a pharmacist's grinding stone, into fathering children, I can certainly understand him saying, once there is a divorce, you know what, you pay for it.
All right, but she can't possibly agree that it's an illegal thing. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray writing her column on an interesting facet of Father's Day. There's two reasons why Father's Day was started. It was to say we honor father, and also to say the wives to say we're sorry that we've pressured you into fathering children. You compromised your career. You compromised your dreams. The things that you wanted to do with your life, you can't do because I pressured you and nagged you until you fathered children with me. And now here you are. So it's kind of an apology day. I don't think, and I asked her, what's the percentage? She said the research isn't in yet as to how many men actually get pressured into it. We also want to make note on my end of thing. I don't believe that a man legally is legally bound to pay child support, whether or not he was pressured into having the kids in the first place. We'll get back to Margaret Gray and your calls. 1-800-449-8686. You're saying that...
Phil, what I'm saying is that, given the fact that we know a lot of men were pressured, browbeaten, and nagged, you know, there's nothing worse than nagging a man into fathering your children. You're asking for whatever you're getting. And I'm saying that if you nag this man into fathering your children, and then he doesn't pay child support, I don't get it. So in other words, 2 + 2 = 5? What does that mean? You know.
All right, well, I wanted to be clear. So you think it's okay that he doesn't pay child support?
No, he's legally bound, but I understand the reluctance.
All right. The reason why I say is my screener told me we have at least a couple of women on the phone who are child support. People are dealing with this issue. And, you know, I know people in my life that have dealt with this issue, so...
Well, I know your situation, Phil, and I know that...
Don't tell anything personal about me, please. 1-800-449-8686. Barbara, go ahead. Barbara?
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead, ma'am.
I'm just curious and really kind of appalled that people can take a stance like that, coming from a situation that I've had to chase an ex-husband, a deadbeat ex-husband, for 5 years now for child support.
What does he pay per month, dear? What does he pay per month?
Hello?
Yes, what does he pay per month? What has the court ordered him?
He's ordered to pay $400 a month, and he does not even do that. He's a year and a half behind in his child support. He just spent 45 days in jail for non-payment of child support and still throws it back in the court's face and does not pay his child support.
Now, this is what I'm talking about. These are men that were pushed a little bit into being fathers, correct?
Oh, no. They didn't.
Were you bothering them about it?
I'm sorry. I'm on a cell phone. I can hardly hear you.
I'm asking you.
She's in a restaurant, Margaret. If you could step to a quieter part of the room.
I'm sorry. I'm asking the lady, how many times a day were you bugging him about having kids? That's all I'm asking.
I didn't. Actually, I left him because he was horribly abusive, and he purposely impregnated me to trap me in the marriage. And he is a person who has never taken responsibility for anything in his life, so it doesn't shock me that this ex-husband of mine does not pay child support. That is not the shock
to me. Well, he didn't trap you because you left him.
Correct.
See, this is kind of what I'm saying. You sort of badgered him a little bit. And
that's not what the lady's saying. She's not saying that at all.
The thing that's shocking to me is the overall attitude that the people can, you know, just get away with taking...
dissatisfaction that he was being bugged by you every day, or... What?
The lady isn't saying that happened.
I did not bug him at all. Quite the contrary. This is an abusive, stalking person that I was fortunate enough to survive a horrible relationship and live through, let alone protect my children from seeing this kind of trauma daily.
You mean he's stalking you? Well, what you can do is give me his name, and I'll let some people know about it.
What are you talking about?
I got some people who can handle it.
Well, my point is that...
Look, I can deal with this guy. Do you want it done or not?
What are you talking about, Margaret?
The police aren't going to help her. Restraining orders don't help her.
Are you telling me you do physical...
restraining orders. I've had...
They don't do anything, believe
complaints
me.
To the police. I've had him put in jail for non-payment of child support. This is the kind of person that you just question our legal system. What are they doing to prevent this stuff? Our legal system is retroactive. It's not proactive.
But you've got to take responsibility for what you did.
Oh, I do. I take care of my children.
On Father's Day, you need to... Maybe if you apologize to him, he'd stop.
Oh, come on.
Excuse me?
I'm saying if you apologize to him, he'll stop.
Oh, my God. You don't understand the mind of a pathological person.
No.
That's just ludicrous to make that statement.
You needled him every day for a kid. He had it. Now he's nuts.
Excuse me? I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
She says you needled this man to the point where he gave you children, and now he's crazy about it. He's insane.
Oh. Right. So if you
don't
apologize...
All right. A person will do anything and use children as a tool.
I know what this lady's talking about. She's talking about some psycho bastard that won't leave her alone. If you know two people that'll take care of the guy, why don't you get on the phone with her?
Well, it's going to be messy. Barbara?
Hello,
Can you deal with that?
I'm sorry?
I know a couple of guys that'll deal with this guy. Do you want it or not?
Oh, God, no. I'm going through the legal
report. Yeah, a big help that's been to you.
correct, but I refuse to take any other path. I question the legal system myself.
Let me tell you, the reason why I brought that up is I want to know whether you're telling me the truth. And the fact that you are
call up my attorney who has lived the entire nightmare with me.
I got a guy that can take care of this guy real fast, and you don't want to deal with it, so I think you bugged him.
All right, look, Barbara, thank you very much. Just because she won't go the illegal route of hiring one of your ex-biker friends?
How dare you? This man was a middleweight champion who now does work for my husband.
1-800-449-8686. Father's Day. It is a day for women to apologize to their husbands for badgering them and nagging them into fathering children. Nora, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say a comment about pressuring people. I mean, it doesn't matter how much a person pressures somebody else. It's up to them to make the decision whether they want to father someone or not. I don't think it should be something a woman's fault only. A conception of a child takes two people
to
handle.
Nora,
I want to have a child. But the actual act of sex really takes two people.
We
cannot be bilateral by saying that only one person is at fault when fathering a child.
But let me explain something to you.
Also,
first of all, when you have a Hispanic accent like you do,
nagging
a man with that Cuban accent,
it's really not great because that would create psychological problems.
How can you say no to that?
All right, hold on, ladies, hold on.
Who are listening that this pressuring thing is going on.
Ladies, hold on. What did you say, Margaret?
This woman doesn't understand. When you have a Hispanic accent like hers, especially, you're nagging a man, how's he going to say no to that?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't care about Hispanics or whatever it is,
Hispanic.
You call it. The thing is that we're all human beings and we all have a decision-making option at one point in our lives, and that decision belongs only to us.
Well,
so
all right,
like
so it's easy enough to say.
I like to believe that a man who wants to have, can make his own decisions to decide whether they want to have a child or not.
Are you married, Randy, or Nora? Are you married?
Yes, I am married.
And do you have children?
I'm expecting twins right now, my husband to do it, you know.
Nora, you have to understand.
He wanted children, and I actually consented, you know, to him to say, hey, you know, that's okay. I'm in my 30s right now. I have already a career in my life, and, I mean, I'm ready to have children. I'm happy about it. And, I mean, he's happy about it, but, I mean, this pressuring business
is really not for everybody.
And
I
should not generalize
that when you
saying that
are
everybody
him
makes
with
such
that
a thing.
Puerto Rican
and on top
accent,
of that, think
him
your husband.
Yes.
Think about the effect that takes in your children. I mean, psychologically, how does that affect them in the future?
All right, hold on for a minute.
They would feel that they're not wanted.
What is your comment, Margaret?
I think, listening to her, I can well see the man gritting his teeth, digging his nails into the sofa, and going, all right, for God's sake, I'll give you kids. Can you hear that? And when you want to go down to the...
Well, the woman is saying that it takes two to tango.
Uh-huh.
Nora, thank you very much. She sounded like she was...
Now she's stuck with twins. Wait, way to do it, Nora.
What are you saying?
I'm saying by badgering that man, he said, all right, you want kids? Watch this. And gave her twins. And I would say to any woman out there, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
There's a lot of men that want to be fathers. You say the literature isn't in or the research isn't in.
There's a lot of research, Phil, that's being done right now at two places, really. The two primary places that study these tendencies, these trends. The University of Colorado Boulder and at Laverne College in California. And both places indicate that the literature on whether or not men want to be fathers in any overwhelming numbers is still not in. Now, what we do know is this. Women have badgered men to have a baby to the point that the men kill the women. Ever heard of Scott Peterson? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Does that hurt?
Well, wait a minute. What does Scott Peterson prove?
It proves my point. He didn't want the child. She probably, God rest her soul, badgered and pushed and like a caterwauling she-hen, pushed the man into having a child. And what do you think happens then? Want to take a swim?
I think that's pretty cold.
I'll tell you what, the San Francisco Bay is cold, too. But
I mean, the way that you put that, I think, is pretty cruel.
Phil, we have the evidence. Scott Peterson killed his wife because the woman wouldn't shut up about a kid.
I think that, so what you're saying is, in order to avoid being murdered, say...
No, I'm just saying, say, I'm sorry. Father's Day is a great time to go to that man and say to him, you know what, I owe you a huge apology. Because look at you now. And, in a lot of ways, I suppose the man could turn around and say, well, you know, I apologize to you because look at you. You know, pregnancy is not the greatest thing that ever happened to a woman physically. You look at a woman after she's pregnant and you want to break down and cry. You really do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Father's Day, take the time to apologize to your husband for maybe pressuring him into fathering children. Randy?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Two comments. First, to say that you need to apologize to your husband for having children, it may be one of the most insane things I've ever heard in my entire life. Second of all,
some men are pressured into it.
Wait. I'll let you talk in a second. To even hint at that a man should be excused for paying child support because he's had a child is also insane. I would clearly state that any man that has children simply because he is pressured into it should be shot, drawn and quartered, and done away with. That way, maybe our gene pool would strengthen up a little bit. We would have some of these problems.
That would mean about 90% of all men, and it might include you. You never know.
No, it does not, ma'am. I am a happily married man. I'm a happily married man.
Well, I'm sure I have to believe you if you say so.
I have two children, a lovely wife. I have
now
zero
you're
regrets.
Were you happy
zero regrets
she,
about children.
Let me ask something. Were you happy
sure.
when she was badgering you?
She never badgered me.
You're saying because this man's happy now, he was unhappy at one point?
I think the literature shows us that, yes.
And I would dare to say if that is your honest opinion, I don't know about research.
Wait a minute, I want to find out something. Are you telling
sure.
me that a woman that badgers and browbeats and pushes and threatens a man into fathering children, he's supposed to pay child support?
No, I'd say he's not supposed to have the child in the first damn place. Doesn't it make sense?
Well, if a woman starts crying and begins to use the emotional blackmail that women can use, what are you supposed to say?
I had two previous relationships before my wife when I was in college with two very lovely people who pressured me to have children when I was younger than
but
when I first
married.
Had children.
You weren't married, so you could just leave and they couldn't do anything about it.
Okay, even if I was married, I wouldn't have gotten married without having the conversation that I had with my wife.
Well,
Are you interested in having children? Because
if is a great
not,
word.
Wait,
if
now.
If your uncle had wheels and pedals, guess what he'd be? A tricycle.
I'm not. Let's not compare. Let's compare apples to apples. Let's answer your question.
I'm comparing your uncle
your,
to a bicycle.
Your question basically is, if I was married and my wife was badgering me about having children, what would I do? My solution to that is, let's act like we're adults. Let's take a step back and let's say that we have a conversation before we ever get married about, do you want to have children?
She's going to badger you. Well, you know what? In a perfect world, we have prenuptials and nobody gets divorced. What planet do you live on anyway? I'm talking about the real
world
that we all live in. Scott Peterson was pushed into taking his wife
and Scott Peterson is a weak individual. He is a weak, stupid individual.
Tragically, he had to dump them in the bay.
He had to?
Well, I'm not saying he had to, but I'm simply saying that this guy, Randy, thinks that everything is just sweetness and light. Well, the world
I live
in, Randy,
mind?
Is a little tougher than the one that you grew up in.
Wait, thank you so much.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Let's answer that.
I'm right here.
I'm all done. I've got to go. Do you mind if I use the ladies' room while you're talking? Is Randy there?
Randy,
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
You seem to be under the opinion that I think the world is perfect. The world is a long ways from that.
I think you're a little bit of a Pollyanna.
Pollyanna.
In a perfect world, we would all get together, hold hands, and have our lips wrapped around all day suckers. Well, it doesn't work like that.
Well, you're dead
Jesus.
Right about that.
Jesus.
I can't argue with that point at all. That may be the only valid point you've made in this
does
conversation.
Does your wife find you exciting to talk to? Because I've
is
really...
Is she what? I'm sorry. Is she what? I'm sorry.
Does your wife find you interesting to talk to? Because I've really got to go to the bathroom. And
all right, go to the bath. Thank you for your call, sir. Crystal, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
My comment is that not all women are ugly after having kids.
Okay.
Some women do, lose the weight and, keep themselves up after they have kids.
I don't know who they are. Anyway, obviously, you're not one of them.
My other comment is that not all men are forced into having kids.
Go ahead.
I say not all men are forced into having kids. Me and my husband have been married for 1 year, and, you know, he asked me to have my kids, not me asking him.
Well, isn't that precious?
Ma'am?
I said, isn't that precious? The fact is, Crystal, the world we live in today, you may be lucky, but most women do pressure men, and as the result, they're owed an apology. Unless, of course, you want to wind up like Lacey Peterson. That's all I'm saying. God.
Okay, I think men should apologize to women for, you know, women having the kids because the women are going through all the pain of having the kids.
Well, most men don't want to have children. They don't want to sacrifice their careers and their futures. They don't want to be tied down by a child.
Some women don't want to have kids either. Some women, you know, want to have their careers
no, that's
and things
not true.
Started before they have kids.
I'm sorry, that's not true.
That is true.
No, it is not. Most
that
women
is very
want.
True.
No,
I
most women
true.
Want to
I have
children.
I have a very good career.
Okay,
started,
I got to do
I
it again.
Have a career before I have kids.
Most women want children. So you're wrong about that.
Most women do.
Will
want
you
children.
Close the door, please?
Maybe, you know,
sorry.
Most women want children after they have kids.
No, you're Crystal. I'm college educated. What's your education?
I'm not educated right now,
you're
but
what?
I do have a very good career.
Well, darling, I've studied, I've traveled the world, I've seen things that would make you cringe with fear. I just really think that you have to go with me on this. You see, Crystal, not all of us can just stay at home and do what you do. I've traveled, I've seen, I've lived,
no,
and I've
see,
loved.
No, see, I don't stay at home.
I've lived and I've loved.
I work every day. I'm a model. I work every day.
In what city are you in, darling?
Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Oh, well, that's
Carolina.
A hot spot
right
for modeling.
Because
isn't it?
My husband is in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, that's
his
Jacksonville,
career,
North Carolina.
And I have
is a real,
going.
It's a real hot spot for modeling, isn't it?
Jesus.
Crystal.
Yeah, maybe
like,
you don't believe
yeah.
me, but I am a model, and, you know,
a
I
model?
Do commercials and, you know, things like that.
Commercials for what?
For television.
Parties?
For
the,
what?
For what? For a slip of. Oh, God. Phil, I've got to throw up. All right, I better now. Crystal, I've loved men in every country of this world. I've lived and I've loved.
Yeah, what's your point?
Well, you know, that's great for you.
Have you lived and loved?
Yes, I
have
am
you
in
loved?
Love right now with my husband.
Have you
I've
ever
been
really...
for 1 year and been with for four.
Have you ever really given yourself over to a man in a...
Yes, I have. Right
in a craven
way. Why else would I be married and having kids if I didn't?
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, give yourself over to a man almost slave-like.
Yes, I do that now.
Have you ever begged for it?
No.
Well, then you
I don't have to.
Well, then
I
you
don't
haven't.
Have to.
Well,
because my husband thinks I'm beautiful enough to have sex with me.
Well, and I'm sure the guy who owns the local car dealership does, too, because that's why you're doing his commercials. But you see, darling,
I'm not
will you
doing
shut
car
up about
dealership
that.
Commercials. Thank you very much.
So, are you expecting twins, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're 19?
Yes.
Way to hang your life up for the rest of your... Oh, my God. 19 and twins? Kiss off that modeling career.
Do you know why I'm 19 and have twins on the way?
Darling,
because
you're
my husband wanted kids, and I wanted kids right along with my husband.
Yeah, well, the minute they take a look at your breasts hitting your kneecaps, you can kiss off those. You can kiss off the Clinique commercials.
You know, what? I'm not even worried about my breasts hanging to my knees because mine aren't going to do that. Because I know that after I have my kids, all I have to do is go to the gym and work out. Because I know. That I can, you know, get myself back to the way I look.
You got it all figured out, don't you, Crystal? You got the world at your hands. Well, darling, I wish you the best, but I'm going to tell you something. It's a big, bad world out there. And when that
army... Well, you know, it's like I told you earlier. My first comment was not all women are ugly after they have kids.
Darling,
not all women's boobs sag after they have kids.
Darling,
not all
I
women,
have lived...
You know, not all women keep the weight off.
You know
I'm
that
one
I
of those
have...
women that's not going
to
do that.
Crystal, I've made love to ministers of governments. I've made love to prime ministers. I've had sex with dictators. And you're telling me what a woman's boobs look like?
Well, what does that mean? You've had sex with men.
And women.
Well?
Crystal, I'm telling you, darling, get out now. Go have your twins. I say there's a wonderful home in Toronto. Give the babies up. Try to get your body back into shape. leave that jarhead behind that you're married to.
What do you mean, jarhead?
Whatever she's
married. Yeah, excuse me. My husband, he's fighting for the USA right now. He's fighting for our freedom.
All right, hold on for a minute.
If you can't respect that, then, you can...
So you're going to tell me to pound it up my rear end. Is that it?
All right,
yeah,
look
pretty much.
Crystal, thank you very much.
I'm having fun talking to her.
Shut up. I've lived and loved.
You've got a young woman there, Phil. She wants to be a model in Jacksonville, North Carolina. What's that about? I mean, where does she think she's going to go from that?
Let her have her dreams. What difference does it make? Telling her that her husband has been pressured into having babies when she knows full well that the man wasn't, I don't think there's anybody to communicate with her. And
Phil, I have lived, I've loved.
Yeah, you've lived and loved all over the world.
I have. I've loved men in every capital. Phil, you don't know a lot about me, do you? You think that you know me.
What has this got to do with men being pressured into having babies and Father's Day?
I'm telling you, I know how men feel. Yes, I have. I've made love to prime ministers. I've made love to cab drivers. I know men. And because of that, Phil, I want to sing a song now. And
oh, my God.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry. But this, and if you're listening right now, whatever that girl's name was, what was her name? Vicky, Cheryl, Mindy, I forget.
Crystal.
Crystal, this is for you, darling. And remember this. Because right now, you're on your way to what this song is about. Oh, there is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a young girl. That's right, Kristen. In God, I know I'm one. Well, I spread for $3 an hour.
Okay. You're trying to tell me that's where she's headed, Crystal? We don't believe it for a minute. House of the Rising Sun was a notorious brothel, which was later recreated as a gambling house in the sanitized version for American ears. Anyway, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Shut up. Next time she calls Bud wanting to sing the House of the Rising Sun, hang up on her.
Got it.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So Father's Day is coming up, and remember, it's a good day not only to say I honor you, Dad, but if you're his wife, I'm sorry, honey, that I badgered you, bugged you, and grounded you for children until you finally relented, and now your life and your youth is spent. That's fantastic. Now, if you go to our homepage, which is www.philhendryshow.com, you'll see that at the present moment, it's all messed up. Something happened to it. I just got on the line with Doug, our webmaster. I said, Doug, the homepage is messed up. And Doug is like this guy who takes his work very seriously. I go, the homepage is messed up. He goes, what? Click. Hangs up on me. But if you do go there, you will see at the top banner advertising our first ever Phil Hendry Show webcast. All 3 hours webcast Friday, June 17th, right here. And we have our cameras all set up. What happened to the camera, Mark? Oh, there it is. Is it not turned on tonight? Well, we don't really need to turn it on, but I just wanted to see if we're going to have like 3-4 cameras when we finally get this thing going. And we also, as soon as we get the F words bleeped out, we'll have a sample of what you'll be seeing on Friday night on June the 17th without the bleep outs. So if you're a backstage pass member, you will watch the show as it is performed and all of the banter that happens behind the scenes.